Andra McCartney is an artist who maps her world with sound rather than with lines or images. We asked her to take us through some of what she's discovered on her sound walks.
When you're looking at a park, you can look around and frame things. You know, you frame a particular view and then turn and frame a different view and block out the original view. Whereas a blind man standing in the same park, or somebody with their eyes closed, as sounds happen, the world sort of comes into being from that location. I wanted to come up with a creative project that was very, very much a daily experience. And so I sort of decided that I would record from the end of my street to my house every once in a while. So I rolled dice to decide when exactly I would do these walks. And as a result, did 26 walks over the year. Looking back at St. Clair, it's January 27th. It's about 5:30, just after sunset. Lights just came on, not long ago. At the very least, the project would be, at the end of the time, would allow me to sort of reflect on the sounds of my neighborhood. And at that point, I thought that it would just be one neighborhood that I was paying attention to. I didn't really expect it. I was invited to apply for this job, and I got it. We moved, it was the first week of July. It seemed like a sane thing to do, to continue making these recordings. And this is the side of the pier closer to 34th Avenue. Once I started to compare two different locations, I also started to think about other places as well, wanting to go beyond these two, because I think there's a lot about where I have moved to that's also quite reminiscent of my birthplace. I think it rarely reaches the conscious level. I mean, it was kind of surprising to me that it had never occurred to me that what the sounds of my birthplace were like until I started doing this project. That I hadn't really ever consciously thought, oh yeah, I live near the beach. It was an industrial resort with fishing vessels. I think it is part of what drew me here. I mean, it's not only close to water, it also has a harbor with small boats and a lighthouse and definitely the seabirds. It was a geologist, who discovered that homing pigeons, in order to find their way home from whatever remote location they're in, will use sound. And so they're listening, apparently, to the sounds of waves crashing against the shore, which make different sounds in different places, depending on the topography of the place, on the shape of the earth. They are using those sounds as a way of guiding themselves through a landscape so that they can find their way home. People do have intense emotional reactions to sounds that remind them in some way of home, that have a kind of emotional resonance for people. And I think that perhaps part of the reason that I'm interested in place is that I'm struggling to redefine my relationship to place.
In December, Andra McCartney will present a sound installation that she calls Homing Ears at the Art Institute of Chicago. Jonathan Mitchell produced our story.